And from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wedeal. For the second time in as many days, officials from the University of Missouri, including Interim Chancellor Garnett Stokes, took the stage yesterday to address questions about impending budget cuts at the school. All departments across the university are going to face across-the-board cuts of 12%. Because of this, Stokes said about 350 to 400 jobs are likely to be eliminated, but about half of those are currently vacant. The rest of the job cuts will be scheduled retirements and layoffs. Top of mind for some in attendance was the possibility the university may attempt to reduce the number of staff and faculty it employs through an early retirement program. The last time one of those was available to all faculty and staff was in 2002, but Vice Chancellor for Finance Rhonda Gibler says those are only an option when the university system is thriving financially. Right now, they're not being considered.
Launching a program right now that would add to the liabilities of our pension plan is not the responsible thing to do from my vantage point. So I don't think if people are waiting for something like what happened in 2000 or 2002, you know, it sort of feels like that's 15 years ago. It must be time. No, it's not.
Other items being evaluated for future cuts include administrative positions, facilities budgets, and the school's graduate tuition waiver program. The interim chancellor said no decisions about those will be made without further consultation with students, faculty, and staff. The Missouri Supreme Court has struck down portions of a law that imposed special requirements on Ferguson and other cities and police in the St. Louis County following unrest after the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The court ruled yesterday the 2015 law was unconstitutional because the state failed to justify provisions treating St. Louis County differently from the rest of Missouri. One stricken section required the St. Louis County police agencies to be accredited and cities to maintain balanced budgets. Another limited the county's cities to getting no more than 12.5% of their revenue from traffic fines and court fees. That's opposed to 20% elsewhere in Missouri. A special legislative committee is offering recommendations on how to reform Missouri's prison system in response to reports of sexual harassment and other misconduct by corrections employees. The House Subcommittee on Corrections, Workforce, Environment, and Conduct said yesterday its suggestions are meant to eliminate what it said was the hostile employee environment to which corrections workers were subjected. The recommendations include a zero-tolerance policy and a 24-hour hotline, random employee drug screening and yearly sexual harassment training, new recruitment and hiring procedures for supervisors, and appropriate disciplining of people found guilty of misconduct. I'm Carter Wedeal, KBIA News, Columbia.